Okay, let's Bez Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tes, and we will begin from the Mishnah. Good morning, Avi. Ein Choshishin Shema Gerera Cholda Mibayis Labayis Umimakom Lamakom. You don't have to worry. We're not worried. Good morning, Dovzi. We don't have to worry that maybe a weasel dragged chametz from a house that had not been checked yet to a house that had already been checked yet, or from place to place within the same house. De'im kein, if you're worried about that, michatzer lechatzer umeir leir ve'ein ledavar sof. Because if you would be worried about that, then you have to be worried about one courtyard to the other courtyard. Good morning, Dr. Joe, from city to city. And there would be no end, you know. Why aren't you worried that an animal took the chametz from my neighborhood to your neighborhood? So we're not worried about that. Once you checked for chametz, you could assume it's good, and you don't have to worry. Says the Gemara, Taima delo chazina deshaka. This is only in a case where you didn't see any weasel taking chametz. Hachazina deshagal. However, if you saw a weasel carrying chametz from one house to the other, chayshina. So then you have to worry that the chametz is still there. Ubay bedika. You'll have to check it again. Ask the Gemara va'amai. Why are you worried? Neima achilte. Why don't we say that the weasel ate the chametz and therefore the chametz is not there anymore? Even if you saw a weasel walking into a checked house, why don't we assume the weasel ate the chametz? Milo tanan, didn't we learn in a similar case in a Mishnah in Alos? Midoros ha'akum timeim. Non-Jewish homes in Eretz Yisrael, you have to assume they are tamei tumei meis, because the non-Jews used to bury bury fetuses in the basements of the houses. So you have to assume there's tumas meis there. How long does a non-Jew have to live in the house that you have to check and make sure there's no buried fetuses? Once they live there for 40 days, that's the amount of time it takes for a miscarried fetus to be created, and it's considered to be a significant fetus. Less than 40 days, even if the woman miscarries, it's not considered, it doesn't have tumas meis. She'ein lo isha. Even if the non-Jew is living alone, you don't know who's visiting him in the nights, because the non-Jews are chashudim al aznus. So says Rashi. The Rambam says slightly differently, that they made a gzera, someone who doesn't have a wife, atu, someone who does have a wife. A little bit of a cleaner form of saying it. And nevertheless, v'chol makom shechulda v'chazir yechol lahaloch. However, if it's a house that the weasel or the pig had access to, ein tzarich bedika. You don't have to check it for fetuses, because you assume that they took the fetuses, they ate them, or they took them away. So you see that once you see there's a chulda in play, you assume he got rid of the stuff. I'm Rabbi Zeira Loikasha, Habba Basar, Habba Lechem. The Mishnah Alos is talking about flesh, and here we're talking about bread. I would have said the other way around, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira says, "Basar lo mishaira." The chulda is not going to leave any of the flesh around. But belecha mishaira. But bread, it's not going to eat all the bread, so we're afraid maybe some of the chametz is left there when you see the chulda walking into a house with bread. Amar Rava, hi mai. Rava says, even the question in the first place, Rava says, was not a good question. Hi, Mai. What was the question in the first place? Bishlama Hasam, I understand in the case of the Tuma, of the Nafel in the house, in the Mishnah in Alos. Amor Have, Amor Lohave. The whole issue of whether there was a fetus in the house in the first place was in doubt. Ve'im tim tzalomar have emor achalte. And even if there was a fetus, since the weasel had access to it, you assume that maybe the weasel ate it. In other words, it's a type of, it's really a svek sveka. It's a double suffix. First of all, it's a suffix whether there was bechlal a fetus in the first place. And even if there's a fetus, so there's a suffix whether the chulda probably ate it. So that's why you could be lenient over there. Assume the chulda ate it. It's a svek sveka. Aval hacha, but in the case of the where you see the weasel walking into somebody's checked house with chametz, divadai, here it's a vadai that there was chametz in the house. Dechazina deshakal miyemar da chalte have a suffig uvada vein suffig motzumi de vadai. You have vadai chametz in the house, and you're not sure whether the weasel ate it. It's one suffig. So we have a rule. Suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. Ein suffik motzi mide vadai. So you got to check it again. What kind of question is this in the first place? So that's how Rava gets out of the problem. Don't ask me kashas from Olos. Over there, it's a svek sveka. You could be lenient. But over here, if you see the chulda walking into the house, you have to be strict. You have to check again. Ask the Gemara on Rava, Vein, Suffolk, Motzimi, De Vadai. Is that really true? That whenever you have Vadai Isser and a Suffolk, whether or not you remove the Isser, so you have to be Machmir. Vatanya Lenten Abraisa, Chaver, we had this quoted earlier. Chaver, Shemes, we had it actually also once, I think, in Meseches Ervin. Chaver, Shemes, if you have a Talmud Chacham who dies, v'hiniach megura malei aperos, and he leaves over a basket filled with fruit on the day that he dies. Vafil hein b'nei yomon, even if you just plucked the fruit today. Harei hein mecheskas mitukanim. You have a right to assume that the fruit had trumas and maizes taken off of it, because a chaver is not going to leave stuff in his house that's treif. He's not going to leave stuff in his house that Shumas and Mises weren't taken off of it. Says the Gemara, V'ha-hacha devadai tvilei haneperi. These fruit were certainly tevel before he dealt with it. V'safik mu'usarin, v'safik lo mu'usarin. And it's a suffik whether Shumas and Mises were taken off of it. V'kasi suffik u'motzi mi'devadai. You don't know for sure that he took Trumas or Mises. So you see here, it's a suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. And yet, we are lenient. We assume he took the Trumas or Mises. Answers the Gemara, unbelievable. Hasam vadai uvadaihu. No, it's not a suffik. You have a right to assume for sure that the chaver took off Trumas or Mises. It's vadai uvadaihu. Divadai d'ma'asre. It's vadai that a Talmud Chacham took Mises. Rabbi Chanina Choza. This goes like the teaching of Rabbi Chanina Choza. He was from the town of Bei Choza'i. That's why they called him Rabbi Chanina Choza. Dam Rabbi Chanina Choza, Chazaka al Chavash ein motzi mitachas yad davar shein mesukan. We have a Chazaka. It's not that it's a suffik. I don't know if he took Trumas or Mises. Chazaka, that's like a very, very, very strong rove. A chazaka is like a 95% majority. So a 95% majority is so close to vadai that it's considered like a vadai. Right? I don't even know if my name is Yisrael Kamenetsky. That's not a vadai. You don't know. Maybe I'm an imposter. Maybe I'm a ghost of myself. You don't know that for sure. I assume, so no, but we assume it's true. Chazaka al chav shen motzi tachzel dav shen mesukan. So it's vadai, but the eating of the weasel of the food is not a vadai, and therefore it's a suffik, you have to be machmir. That's one answer. V'ibai yisayim the gwarag is the suffik v'suffik. No, really, it's not a vadai, it's a suffik. Dila me'ikara emor delo tfile. But it's both suffik. It's a svek sveka. Because it's a suffik whether the stuff was chayiv and truma some ice in the first place. Why is it a suffik whether the stuff was chayiv and truma some ice in the first place? Maybe this stuff wasn't chayiv and trumas and maizes. Why not? Everything is chayiv and trumas and maizes. No, there's the shtick you could play. Kirabi Oshaya. Like the famous shtick of Rabbi Oshaya. If you want to get out of a chayiv trumas and maizes, what do you do? Damar Rabbi Yoshaya Ma'arim Adam Al Tvuaso. A person can trick. Arma Va'anochash Haya Orum. Right, the snake was a trickster. Ma'arim Adam Al Tvuaso. A person can make a trick to get out of the Chiv Trumas and Maises on his wheat. What does he do? Umachnisa Bamotz Shela. You can bring it into the house. When you harvest it, bring it into the barn or bring it into the house before you thresh it and before you pile it up, because it only becomes chayim and trumas and maizes when you thresh it and pile it up. If you bring it into the house while it's still in the husk and you thresh it inside the house, so you didn't smoothen out the pile. When are you chayim and trumas and maizes? When you thresh it, make a pile, and you smoothen out the pile. It's called miruach or digun. You smoothen out the pile. But if you bring it in before it was chayiv, kadesh de behemto cheles upatur min amaiser. You could have your animal eat from it and it's exempt from maiser. So who says this stuff was chayiv and trumas and maisers in the first place? Maybe the guy pulled shtick. So it's a suffik or suffik. Suffik is a chayiv maiser. Even if it was chayiv maiser, maybe the chaver took trumas and maisers from it. So that's why over there you could be lenient, but over here you have to be strict. So the Gemara continues to ask against Rav Avein, Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. Rav, is this really true? That Safek, that if you have a situation of Vadai Isser and a Safek Heter, so Safek Heter cannot be Motzi Midei Vadai Isser? By the Rabbanon. V'atanyam Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ase B'Shifchaso Shel Matzik Echad. The story happened with a Shifcha of a certain strong Jew, a strong-willed Jew, a very, a bolvan, a strong Jew, Berimon, in a place called Rimon. Shehitila Nefel Labar. So this Shifcha threw a Nefel, a child under 30 days old, threw it into a pit. Uba Kayin Vehitzitzbo. And a Kohen came to the edge of the pit and peered over the side of the corner of the pit, Leida imzacharu imnikevahi, to know whether this woman was Tamea Tumas Leida of a Nikeva, which is 14 days and then 66 clean days, whether it was a Zachar, so it's only 7 Tame days and 33 clean days. So the question is, the Kohen peered over the edge. So the question is, does the Kohen become Tame Tumas Ohel by looking at this Nefil? The story came in front of the Chachamim, v'tiharu, and they said that the Kohen is Tahar. They were not Choshesh that maybe the Kohen was Ma'ahil on the Nefil, and he's Tame Tumas Meis. Because there was a chulda, a weasel, or a bartalus. What is that, like a leopard or something? What does the article say? What's a bartalus? A leopard.
Whatever a polecat is, that's what it
says. A polecat. Yeah, like that's kind of thing. Yeah, like a leopard kind of thing. Bobcat. So that animal would have taken it away. Right? Maybe the animals living in this pit would remove it to the sides so that there would be no ohel. The hahacha now in this case, devada hitila, she definitely threw the fetus in the well, in the pit. V'safek geru, we're not sure whether the weasel or the bobcat pulled it away. V'safek lo geru ahishaita, who knows whether or not it had pulled it away at that moment. V'kasi safek amotzi midei vadai. And we say the Kohen's tar. So why isn't that a safek motzi midei vadai? Answers the Gemara, lo tema shehitila nefel abar. No, we're not talking about a case where she for sure threw it into the bar. Ela ema shehipila kemin nefel abar. We're not even sure if it was a Nefel. Maybe it was just a Shfir or a Shilya. Maybe it was just like a blighted ovum, like something that did not really have a fetus inside it at all, a placenta, like the embryonic sac, which didn't have anything in it. I have a suffix for suffix. So therefore, it's not Suffolk and Vada, it's Suffolk and Suffolk. Ask the Gemara. V'haleidah emzachurim nekeva
ikhtani. I mean, I'm sorry, does a navel create Tumas Oel?
Yeah, that's what it seems to fairish. If it was in the world, that's what it seems to fairish in this Gemara. Even if it lives for less than 30 days, it does have Tumah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that whole circuit with the Revelation of the Mila, that maybe, how do we know this baby's even going to remain alive for the first 30 days outside of Fajam? So but yet we still consider it a status of a live being, even if it was...
Right, so I think, right, so... Right, even though it's not live in certain terms of Chil Shabbos, but it seems to be clearly in this Gemara that it does create Tumah. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds clearly. I was wondering about that myself. Sounds clearly that this baby... I'm not sure if the word nafil necessarily means less than 30 days. Could just mean a baby that died when it was even more than 30 days. But it still calls it a nafil. I don't know. Got to look it up. Not sure. Sorry. I was bothered by the same question. So, the question Mordechai is asking is if a baby dies less than 30 days old, does it really create Tumas Mace? I believe the answer is that it does, but I'm not 100%. Certainly, you know, we do Kvura, right? We do, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'll look it up after. So, Tumas says, Lo tem shitil nefel labar, elim shikimin nefel labar, vave suffik v'suffik. Ask the Gemara. V'aleida im zachim nekeva ketani. Gemara says, no, hach gemara. Leida im ruach ipila, im nefel ipila. V'im tim salam nefel ipila, deidam zachim hu im nekeva. He wasn't even sure that it was really a legit body. Another answer. V'iba yisema, hasam vaday uvaday. We came to hold about us between Shem since we knew that in that pit, a weasel or a bobcat lived there. Vaday geru ba'i shaita. It certainly was not there anymore. We know that it doesn't eat the whole thing. However, it certainly drags the whole thing to its hole first. So it's nothing left over there. Ask the Gemara. Who says that we're not worried that maybe a weasel drags chametz from one place to the other place? Baktani Seifa, but what about the end of our Mishnah? The next Mishnah, on Yud Amid Beis. Tomorrow's daf. Ma Shemishayer, after a person checks for Chamed, Ma Shemishayer, Anichenu B'tzina, Shlai Yitzarach B'dika Achara. Right? You do B'dikas Chamed at night, and you find some Chamed, you find the 10 pieces of bread. This is clutch, right? You find the 10 pieces of bread. You got to be very careful with those 10 pieces of bread. You got to watch them. So the Mishnah says, whatever you find from the Bedika, put it in a safe place. Because tomorrow, if you're missing it, you're in Gahak Tetzaris. Where did it go? Oh no, it's somewhere else in the house. Where did I put it? It actually happens all the time. Where did we put those 10 pieces of bread? Now you're going to violate. You were such a good guy, you put out the 10 pieces of bread, and now you don't remember where you put them. So you have, whatever you find, so that you be very careful, because maybe the weasel's going to take it from there. You got to put it in a place. So how come over there we are worried about the weasel, and in Mishnah Daftes you're not worried about the weasel? Am Rabbi Eloi Kasha. Ha ba'arba asar, ha b'shloisha asar. This that we said, we are worried, that's on the morning of the 14th. And here, and the case that we're not worried in our Mishnah, that's on the 13th. B'shlosha asar, shchiach rifta b'chulu bate, on the 13th, where there's bread everywhere, lo matzna. So it's such a funny Gemara. The Gemara says, the chulda knows there's bread everywhere, so we're not worried. The chulda's got plenty of bread it could take from everywhere. So we're not worried that if it took chametz into the house, So it's gonna drag it from place to place. But Barbasar, but on the 14th, the Lo Shicha Rifta B'chulobate, that there's very little chametz in all the Jewish homes, matzna. So then we're worried that the chulda is going to take some bread and leave it over. Right? When you see a chulda going into your house that was checked the homes with bread, we're afraid that that he's not going to eat all of it. He's going to leave it over because he knows there's no chametz around everywhere. Says the Gemara. So this is Abaya's answer. Rava says to Abaya, what are you smoking? Amar Rava. V'chi chulda nevi'ai? What? The chulda? This is a chulda Talmud Chacham over here. We have a weasel as a Talmud Chacham knows it's Erev Pesach. It's not going to find any more bread around. What are you talking about? V'chi chulda nevi'ai? That it knows the future, that for the next 7 days there's going to be no bread around because he knows it's Pesach time. V'chi chulda nevi'ai? The yada dahid in our base, he knows today happens to be the 14th. Velo afi ad laurta umishairu matamra. And that no one's going to be baking any more matzah until the night. And therefore, it's going to leave over some of the chametz. Ela amar Rava. No, this is what the Mishnah means. Masha mishariya nechenem betzina shema titol chulda befanenu. Ve'itzarach b'dika achrav. It's not that we're worried maybe the chulda will take it. It's that maybe if you're not careful, you don't watch the 10 pieces of bread that you collected from B'dikas Chametz, not that we're afraid maybe the Cholda will take it. Maybe the Cholda will take it and you'll see the Cholda taking it and then you're going to have to check. But if you don't see the Cholda taking it, then it's the same as our Mishnah, that you don't have to check. Tanya Kavasli de Rava, we learned in a Braisa supporting the opinion of Rava, Harotza Lechol Chametz, Achar B'dika, a person who wants to eat the Chametz, after bedikas chametz, ketzad yas and mashem mishaya nichenem betzina. If you have chametz, if erev Pesach in the morning, right, the best meal of the year, everyone's got to be like mahader with all the hidurim to eat, like go to Dunkin' Donuts and have the last meal, the last supper, right, the last breakfast, the last pizza, erev Pesach in the morning, whatever it is, the last donut, mashem mishaya nichenem betzina. So whatever you eat from that last meal, you have to be very, very careful. Shelo tavo chold of a titol befanenu. So you got to be very careful. Watch that stuff so that the cholda doesn't come and take it in front of us. Because if the cholda grabs a piece of your thing and runs away in the house somewhere, you're going to have to go check it afterwards. Gemara gives another answer. Rav Mari Amar, Gzera, Shema Yaniach Eser V'yimtza Teisha. No. The reason why the Mishnah later on warns us carefully, make sure that you watch the pieces of bread. It's not because we're worried that maybe a bobcat will take it or maybe a weasel will take it. No. When the Mishnah says be very, very careful with the chametz that you put out, what it means is, like it happens unfortunately in many homes, we're afraid maybe you'll put out 10 pieces of bread and you'll only find 9. Happens in every house. Where did we put that 10th piece? Oh no, we lost the 10th piece of chametz. So that's what the Mishnah means. Be very careful that you know, and in our house we have a running list of all the where the 10 pieces of bread was placed, so we don't end up leaving one in one room and you forget about it. How many did we get? Did we get 8, 9, 7? What are we up to? How many pieces did we collect? So that's what the Mishnah means. Not because you're worried about a bobcat at all. Our Mishnah says you're not worried about the weasels. And if you don't see what you don't see, can't hurt you. If you don't see a weasel, you don't have to worry about the weasel. What the Mishnah meant, be very careful about the 10 pieces, means make sure you know where all the 10 pieces are that you put them, because we're afraid maybe you'll put out 10 and you'll only collect 9. That would be a problem. And if you put out 10 and you only find 9, then you got to be worried that maybe the Cholda got it. Okay, let's continue. So now we move on to the famous case in the Gemara of Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dami. Let's jump right into it. Teisha Tziburin Shel Matzah. Let's say you have 9 piles in the house of matzah. Ve'echad Shel Chametz. And 1 pile of Chametz. V'asa achbar v'shakal. and a mouse comes and takes a piece from one of the piles. Velo yadinan imata shakal ichamet shakal. We don't know. We know the mouse retreated into its hole, or you saw the mouse running around the house with a piece of bread, but you're not sure if it was from the chametz pile or from the matzah pile. Hainu teisha chanuyos. So this is a case of, if you know it took it from the pile, you just don't know which pile. So this is like the case of the stores, of the 9 kosher stores in town, and 1 treif store, and you bought meat in the store, you don't know which store you bought from. You forgot which store you went into. You thought they were all kosher. But there's 1 treif store you didn't know, and you don't know, you don't remember which store you bought it from. One store lost its hechsher. So the halacha is even that we have a rule. Kol kavua kemechtz al mechtzadami. I'm going to say the words, I'm going to give you an explanation of Reb Shimon Shkop, but I'm still not going to really understand what I'm saying. So I'll try to explain it. If the suffix was nolad in the store, if the suffix was in the place of kvius, meaning in this case, where the suffix is in the pile, so we know there's 1 chametzdik pile, and we know there's 1 treif store, so therefore, even though there's 9 kosher stores, since the suffix happened in the store, the other 9 stores are irrelevant. And basically, we're being done on this store. Is this store kosher? Is this store treif? It's considered to be a 50-50 suffix, and you have to be machmir. That's called kol kavua kemechtza al mechtza dami. That since the store is set and the suffix happened in the store, of Shimon Shkop writes in Shaar Yosher, the logic is that the miut of treif stores, since the suffix happened in the store, the fact that it was bekvius that you know there's a treif store there, that is machshiv, the miut, and it's considered like a 50-50 suffix, you have to be machmir. That's if the mouse took the piece of bread, you saw it, taking it from the pile, but you don't know from which pile it took. Piresh, however, if there was 1 piece of bread lying around in the house, and you don't know which pile it came from, so the piece of bread had already been separated from the piles, piresh, so the leidas hasafek, the place where the suffix arose was not in the pile, not in the store, but there's a piece of meat lying on a street in the town, and there's 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store. In such a case, kol deparish miruba parish. Once the piece of meat has separated itself from the makom ha'isur, from the makom kvius, then your question is not which store the suffix happened in. The question is, which store did this piece of bread come from? In that case, you have a right to rely on the majority, and we say, kol deparish miruba parish. So explains Rav Shimon Shkop at Shaar Yosher. Do I fully understand this? It's based on a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk. If the makom leidas hasafek was in the store, that's in the makom kvius. So I may have been in the treif store at the time. It's considered to be a 50-50 suffek. The miut inside the makom kvius, says Rav Shimon Shkop, it's makshiv the suffek. But once the suffek happened outside the store, I have a right to rely on the majority of kosher stores called the parish miruba parish. Piresh, says the Gemara, va'asa achbar v'shakil, if the mouse took it once it was already out of the piles, hainu seifa, you don't have to check. Disan, you learned in a brisa. Some say it's disnan. So the source is a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, va'arav lo v'kamalav, I think it's Parshas Kiseitze, or Shoftim. The pasuk's talking to exclude a case of chiyuv misa for a guy who throws a rock into a group of people that 9 of them are Jews and 1 of them is a guy, and he kills the Jew. That we don't say, since the majority of Jews, so it's like he's miskaving to kill a Jew, and he's chayv misa, even if the Ovid Kochav is a miut, nevertheless, since it's a makom kvias, it's considered like 50-50. That's Rashi based on the Gemara and Ksubas. And Rav Shimon Shkop gives the explanation I said before. Desanya, Teisha Chanuyos, Kulan Mochen Basar Shchut. You have 9 stores, all of them sell kosher meat. V'achas mocheres basan avela, one of them sells treif meat. You went into the store and bought it in the store. Sveiko Usser. Since the Leidas HaSafik was in the store, even though there's nine kosher stores, it's Usser. Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Kol Kavua Kemechza Almechza Dami. Ubenimtza, however, if you found a piece of meat in the streets of the city, Halocha Acher Arov, then you could follow the majority. Now, Shnei Tzibur, and if you have two piles, Echad Shel Matzah V'Echad Shel Chametz. One is Matzah, one is Chametz. V'lefneim Shnei Batin. And in front of them you have two houses, Echad Badag V'Echad Sheinu Badag. One of them was checked for Chametz, one of them was not checked. V'asu Shnei Achbarim, and two mice came. Echad Shalka Matzah V'Echad Shalka Chametz. One of them took from the Matzah pile, one of them took from the Chametz pile. V'lo Yadinan. Hey Lahai Isle, V'Hei Lahai. They each went into one of the houses. You don't know whether the Chametz went into the checked house or the non-checked house. Or the matzah went into the checked house or the non-checked house. Hainu, shtei kupos. This is like the case of two boxes of wheat, desanya. Shtei kupos, achas shel chulin, v'achas shel truma. One of them was of chulin, one of them was truma. V'naflu, elu l'soch elu. And some truma fell into one of them, and chulin fell into one of them. And we don't know, did the chulin fall into the chulin, did the truma fall into the truma, or vice versa? Mutarin, a non-kohen is allowed to eat the chulin l'chadchila. Shani omer, chulin l'soch chulin naflu, v'truma l'soch truma naflu. You have a right to assume that the chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma. So too you have a right to assume that the mouse took the chametz into the non-checked house, and the mouse took the matzah into the checked house. Why? Because since these dinim are dinim derabbanan, you're allowed to do this tolan business, says the Gemara. Emor dam rinon shani omer. When do we say you're allowed to do this? That's betruma derabbanan. That's truma bizman hazeh, which truma bizman hazeh is only derabbanan. Why? So there's a Gemara in Yuvamas, pei bezim and bez, machlokas tanaim. The second time that Ezra was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael with the Olei Bavel, was it Kitchel Ashaita Velo Kitchel Asid Lavo? And therefore nowadays Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is on Durabbanan, so nowadays Trumas and Mises are Durabbanan. That's Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi holds Kedushas Shni is Kitchel Olam, so even Bizman Azet Trumas Midoraisa. Says the Gemara, but Trumas Durabbanan. But b'chametz daraisa mi amrina, but how are you allowed to do the chametz daraisa? Answer the Gemara, atu b'dikas chametz daraisa. What do you mean you did bittel already? Is b'dikas chametz a din daraisa? The rabbanan, we said before, b'dikas chametz rabbanan. Demi daraisa b'dikas chametz daraisa. So since they're both the rabbanans, you're allowed to do this business called tolin, which means you're allowed to say, I have a right to say that the mouse took the chametz, the rabbanan, the chametz, and took it into the unchecked house. And he took the matzah and into the checked house. Since b'dikas chametz d'rabbanan, because b'bitul ba'amasagel, you already did bitul, so you're not going to violate a doraisa. The whole din is the din d'rabbanan, shema yavu la'achlo, or shema lo bitul b'leiv shalim, like the Ran said. So the whole b'dikas d'rabbanan. So I'm allowed to do this tolin, just like truma b'zman hazemi d'rabbanan. I'm allowed to assume the truma went into the truma pile and the chulin went into the chulin pile. Gentlemen, we will stop here now. Tomorrow morning, I'm going in for a routine medical procedure. So I'm not going to be able to say the daf. So what I'm going to do is, b'li neder, this afternoon, I'm going to prepare tomorrow's daf, and I'm going to record tomorrow's daf this afternoon. So, and I'll already have it recorded either by tonight or by tomorrow morning. I'll record it and I'll put it into the chat. But I'm not just during 7:05 to 7:45 tomorrow morning. I'm not going to be available. I'm going in for a procedure. Everything's fine. It's routine. There's just a total... A normal screening that I have to go for. Hopefully Be'ez Hashem will be back live Wednesday morning, but tomorrow morning there will be no live Daf Yomi. I apologize, but I will Be'ez Hashem have time to record this afternoon, so I'll put it into the chat. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you.